Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Renton Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Program is pre-recorded.
The way you get truth out and the way you get this information out to the people is absolutely important. I don't think you realize how many people you help on a daily basis. I know I go through my day hearing all this nonsense, and I know I can look forward towards hearing you and getting some truth to finish my day. I can't tell you how much that helps me, and that's just how much it helps a lot of people I work with. I think you should run for president. I honestly mean that.
All right, well, Tony, when I run, drinks are on you. Drinks are on you.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. So many of you want to weigh in on this Epstein matter, so I'm going to try to get to the phones as soon as I can. Later on, we're going to talk about Mondami the commie and why he is, in fact, a communist. We'll use his words. We'll compare those words to the words of Karl Marx, the co-author of the Communist Manifesto. Maybe you've seen the movie. We were talking just a moment ago about the Democrats now demanding the release of the Epstein files. Mark Vesey, Democrat from Texas, said he's introducing a resolution demanding that the files be released. He posted this on X. Either Donald Trump and his acolytes fueled the rumors of the significance of these Epstein files to help his campaign, or something is there. That's why I'm introducing a resolution demanding the Trump administration release all the files related to the Epstein case. Put up or shut up. End of quote. By the way, I'm still waiting to find out whether or not Trump is going to file a defamation lawsuit against AOC for posting on X that he is a rapist. Recall that Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against ABC News because on the George Clintonopoulos show, Clintonopoulos referred to him as a convicted rapist. ABC paid $15 million to the Trump library and issued a statement of regret. So let's find out whether or not AOC has $15 million if Trump manages somehow to file a defamation lawsuit against her. I sure hope he does. It'll be very, very entertaining. Now, we talked at the beginning of the show about the Wall Street Journal putting out this anonymously sourced, no-named article about Trump sending a card to Jeffrey Epstein on his 50th birthday, and even Chris Cuomo trashed the Wall Street Journal for putting it out. And I said before, the Wall Street Journal is perceived to be conservative. It is not. The editorial part is, but the news part is just as left-wing as the LA Times or the New York Times. big book about this a few years ago called Left Turn by Professor Timothy Grossclose. Used to be at UCLA, now he's at George Mason University. And he talked about the top 20 sources at the time for news, Wall Street Journal being one of them. And he said 18 of the top 20, including the Wall Street Journal, are to the left. The news part, not the editorial part. So don't be surprised about this hit piece in the Wall Street Journal, because this is in the news side, not the editorial side. The National Review, which is a magazine founded by William F. Buckley, never has been particularly fond of Donald Trump. They go hot and cold. But just as the Washington Post had an article essentially defending Trump against allegations that he has done something salacious in the Epstein files, the National Review said the same thing. Here is what the National Review said, and I'm quoting at all times. President Trump's most vociferous media supporters have been in full meltdown over the administration's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Last week, the DOJ and the FBI put out an unsigned two-page statement saying that no additional charges would be filed in the case. Rather than putting the matter to rest, the memo caused an uproar. Who's to blame? Everyone who has built vast castles of fantasy atop the Epstein case, including FBI Director Cash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino, prior to assuming their current positions, and especially AG Pam Bondi. Bondi hyped Epstein revelations as AG by handing out worthless white binders supposedly full of Epstein files to sundry MAGA influencers, and by seemingly saying in a TV interview that she had an Epstein client list on her desk. In fact, there is no evidence that there was any client list of those partaking of Epstein's crimes, nor is there serious evidence that Epstein was murdered or that he was an agent of the Mossad. Bondi should have heeded the DOJ practice of not speaking about cases if charges aren't going to be brought, and that offense shouldn't be compounded. Yet the documents a judge has ordered released in a civil case should be made public expeditiously, and it is hard to understand why other materials related to the case, including the autopsy report of Epstein, haven't been released. Questions about this case will never be answered to everyone's satisfaction, but so far the administration has only made it worse. End of quote. And Trump said yesterday he's directed AG Bondi to release relevant grand jury testimony. Trump said this, posted on Truth Social, based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to the Jeffrey Epstein matter, I have asked AG Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam perpetrated by the Democrats should end right now. End of quote. Let's play this again. This is the California representative Trump hater Pramila Jayapal on CNN. Thought she was going to have a very soft interview. And she was asked, you know, why are you just not bringing this up? Well, why don't you bring it up during the Biden? Well, I was really focused on many, many matters. And, well, why are you bringing it up now? Number 62.
If you see such a need to investigate this, why didn't you raise it during the Biden administration? I mean, we couldn't find that you made any public comments about Epstein in previous administrations.
Well, I would have been happy to raise it then as well. Frankly, we were focused on so many different pieces, but I have been one of the Democrats that has been consistent on what I call out Republican presidents for and Democratic presidents for, whether it is FISA, reforms that we need, whatever it has been, I've been pretty consistent. War powers, I've criticized Joe Biden just as I'm criticizing Donald Trump. I think transparency is not something that should happen only when you have a Republican president. It is something that we need for both Democratic and Republican presidents.
So then why didn't you call for more transparency earlier during the Biden administration? I'm just trying to better understand why you are so intent now on calling for this.
Well, I think I gave it the same focus that I'm giving it now. We haven't, I think I've released one tweet on this, and you wanted to talk about it, so I'm happy to talk about it here, but it certainly hasn't been the focus. I'm just responding to what I think is a massive switch from the Trump administration around this issue. My focus has been on the big bad betrayal bill, and I will continue to focus on that. But yes, I think that this information should have been released under the Biden administration. It should be released under the Trump administration.
So I had the same focus. It was just a private focus. It was behind closed doors focus. It was a friends and family focus. I have the same focus now. But my focus now is public, whereas my focus before was private. And the reason it's public is because it's public as opposed to private. When my focus was private, I kept it private. But now that it's not private, it is now public. The answer, of course, is now we think that Donald Trump is hiding something. Otherwise, why would he give an interview back in 2024 and say, I'm going to make it public, and then not do it? There must be a reason. And one more time, if there was something damning, if there was something that made Donald Trump look unscrupulous, if not criminal, you're telling me that Biden would have sat on it for 4 years, the same administration that launched lawfare against Donald Trump, the same Democrats that filed a criminal action against Donald Trump for allegedly violating federal campaign finance laws with his alleged payments to his mistress, the same Democrat Party that filed a civil lawsuit because he allegedly exaggerated the value of his properties to obtain favorable loans, even though the lenders were not angry at all. Same group that did the Fannie Lewis thing, the documents case, they sat on this for 4 years, even though it had damning information. Please. Your calls when we come back, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder.
Life's unpredictable and full of unknowns, but your vehicle shouldn't be. No one wants to face an unexpected repair that could derail their plans and budget. That's why we're introducing CarShield, the ultimate way to future-proof your ride. We're not just about fixing problems, we're about preventing financial surprises. You can get a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan designed to save you from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine driving with complete peace of mind, knowing that if something goes wrong, you'll pay almost nothing for covered repairs. Included in every plan is free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, making it accessible to any driver. Don't wait for a breakdown to realize you need coverage. Invest in the future of your vehicle and your wallet today. Call CarShield now for your free quick quote. Call 800-330-8323. That's 800-330-8323. Future-proof your ride. Call CarShield now. 800-330-8323. 800-330-8323. Again, 800-330-8323.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Why, thank you, Mr. Hand. I'm sure Trump would rather have us talk about his hand than Jeffrey Epstein. That controversy is causing so much trouble for Trump that he recently ordered it to be put in a cell and for the cameras to stop working for 3 minutes. Here's where things stand. MAGA is furious because they think Trump is refusing to release the Epstein files. In response, Trump has been saying that there are no credible files, and if there are, they're really boring. And also, Obama made them up. That part is true, and you can read them on Obama's annual Summer Epstein client list.
That is Steve Colbert giving one of his remaining monologues because the show has been canceled. And I am in a state of deep, deep depression. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We'll talk about that later on in the program as well. Now, as we head into the weekend, I want to thank every one of you who stepped up to join my campaign to help our fellow Americans still struggling in the aftermath of catastrophic flooding in Texas. Just as my show started today, many women and men just like you have donated nearly $20,000 this week. That's getting us near 50% of my initial goal. Food for the Poor, the Christian nonprofit on the ground in Texas, is rushing emergency relief kits to people throughout the flooded region in central Texas. But there are so many more people to help. And if you're thinking, how can my small donation have any impact, listen to this TV news report from Ohio.
People from around the country, including Central Ohio, are trying to help to collect supplies to bring to Texas.
If you are watching this and you feel led to give and you think, well, there's only so much I can do, it's not going to be enough, don't listen to that. Don't be discouraged. If everybody were to just give a small donation, that can add up.
Exactly. A gift of just $50 rushes an emergency relief kit to a hurting family displaced by the Texas floods. That's less than it would cost you to buy 4 tickets and a bucket of popcorn to take your family to see the new Superman movie this weekend. Or $100 gets a kit packed with supplies to 2 families. But whatever you can donate will make you a superhero for men, women, and children suffering in Central Texas. There is a Help Texas banner on my website, LarryElder.com. You can't miss it. Where you can make a donation to help us rush emergency relief kits containing hygiene items, diapers, emergency medical supplies, plus essentials needed to ease the crisis facing flooded out residents. Food for the Poor, in coordination with a trusted partner in San Antonio, is delivering shipments of emergency relief supplies to support our fellow American families in the most vulnerable communities. You can also phone in your gift to 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. Or text Larry to 51555. That's Larry 51555. LarryElder.com. Help Texas banner at the very top. 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673, or text the word Larry to 51555. You can do it the whole weekend. Have the entire weekend to think about this. Please take a moment to help our fellow Americans in Texas and enjoy your weekend. David is in Los Angeles. David, you're in the L.A. show. Larry Elder show. Thank you so much for calling.
Larry, hi. I'm a long-time listener. You're fantastic. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm also a long-time Wall Street Journal reader. And, yeah, I've long known that the only trustworthy part of the paper is the editorial page. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to mention that when I saw the headline this morning, Body, I had to laugh. I had to look. Is this 1840? Body? Like, really? That's what they've got?
Yeah, that's all they got. Don't we have a mountain called Mount Body, or is that different?
Yeah, Baldy. Yeah. Very good. Okay, that's it for me.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Appreciate the call. Dave is in Surprise, Arizona. Dave, always nice to hear from you.
Oh, thank you, Sage. So I don't want this to be a black pill moment, but it does seem to me, after I've expressed for a year or years, that the coups against President Trump and President Biden have been fully revealed by DNI Gabbard. So it's a rhetorical question. That's the softball to you. When there's a coup against President Trump as a candidate and then president-elect and then president, and then against President Biden puppet when he's running for re-election, who's the target of the coup? Is it the president or is it we the people? Because that's the scary thing, I think, when you answer that question. And why did no one in the 335 million stand up against that machine to defeat it?
You know, Dave, obviously it's a rhetorical question, but think about Trump. Had Trump not been elected? Because when Trump ran, he popularized the expression fake news. And even people who believe that the news is biased had no blooming idea how bad and deep it was and is. You know, only 3% of journalists call themselves Republicans. 97% call themselves something other than Republicans. And when Donald Trump talked about how bad ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN really are, I don't think people, even those who believe that they're biased, realized how bad it is. The way that 60 Minutes altered that Kamala Harris interview, truly referring to Donald Trump on programs like Stephanopoulos as a convicted rapist, allowing guests to say things like that as convicted rapists, the way that the media routinely refers to illegal aliens as undocumented, and it just flows, nobody says anything at all, the way they routinely refer to January 6th as an insurrection, the way they peddled the Hunter Biden laptop story as having all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. How bad was this? I've told you about a poll that examined the 7 swing states. And of Biden voters, 16% said had they known about the story, they would not have voted for Joe Biden, which means Donald Trump would have been reelected in 2020. And then, of course, the 2.5-year Russia collusion story. Remember when Donald Trump said they were spying on my campaign at Trump Tower? They were. Trump talked about them buying the Steele dossier. They did. Trump talking about how they used the Steele dossier and bamboozled the FISA court into getting all these search warrants. They did. Meanwhile, Hillary pays for the Steele dossier with campaign funds, gets a slap on the wrist by the FEC, never charged criminally. Donald Trump is charged criminally in New York under some sort of cockamamie theory that somehow the Stormy Daniel payments violated a federal statute. And then the Fannie Lewis case. the documents case in Florida, the Letitia James case, on and on and on. Had Donald Trump not been president, none of this stuff would have been revealed. Ever been in the...
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Technocrats, beware. Here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We're talking about what I call Obamagate. I'm Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. I've got a lot of choices about who I work with in the precious metals industry, and so do you. For over 42 years, AmFed Coin and Bullion has been serving buyers and sellers of coins and precious metals. Unlike many precious metals dealers who are waiting to sell you high-priced collectible coins or limited-issue coins, that rarely appreciate. AmFed sells primarily bullion and bullion coins, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Why? Well, because bullion coins and bars are easier to sell than collectible coins. Their value is more transparent. You can easily buy and sell bullion at a known value based upon the precious metal's content. The value of collectible coins, on the other hand, is often determined by rarity and condition, making their price more unstable and dependent upon specialized markets. So call AmFed Coin and Bullion today, 1-800-221-7694, or go to AmericanFederal.com. That's 1-800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com, 1-800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. I got a phone call from Cindy. Unfortunately, she didn't remain on the line. And she said, it is not fair to say Kamala Harris underperformed Biden. What I said was that Kamala Harris underperformed Biden in every county in the country. Don't take my word for it. How about CNN, number 37?
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we can show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything on the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
So, Cindy, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what, as I said, that you think I said wrong. Not fair to say Kamala Harris underperformed Biden in every county in the country when she underperformed Biden in every county in the country. Let's get back to Tulsi Gabbard and Obamagate number 9.
Because of the magnitude of the implications of it, it's been interesting to see how the mainstream media has either refused to cover this story at all, the headlines or the lack thereof of newspapers, Washington Post, New York Times, and others in the days following this release have actually been quite deafening in their lack of coverage. And it's interesting to see how when they do cover this, they don't actually cover the revelations that these intelligence reports and the evidence that we released actually conveys to the American people. They simply talk about their criticisms of it or convey Democrat politicians' criticisms of it, but none of them actually dealing with the truth that has been revealed. And to me, there's two reasons for that. Number one is they don't want the American people to know the truth, but also they recognize the mainstream media's complicity in this, right, that they were fed early lines from this manufactured false intelligence assessment that President Obama ordered, that John Brennan and James Clapper created without any vetting, without any actual journalistic integrity of looking at what they were being fed. They received it and they printed it almost immediately. And then they went on to double down and triple right. down on this over the next several years. I look back at, you know, the Iraq WMD, manufactured false intelligence to support an action to go to war in another country. And I went back and looked at the mainstream media's complicity in that, and how many did they ever admit that they were wrong, that they failed as journalists? Really, they didn't. They gave a couple of them gave some lame excuses. But there's a lot of parallels here for us to take a step back and look at, again, the magnitude of what has been revealed and why it's important to every American, not just Democrats or Republicans, but it really has to do with the foundational principles of our Democratic Republic and the integrity of that. That is the thing that I think a lot of the mainstream media folks, again, have refused to cover at all or are failing to focus on.
Now, the intelligence community downplayed, did not believe the Steele dossier, and apparently Clapper and Brennan did not believe the Steele dossier. And then all of a sudden, they did believe the Steele dossier and are now denying that they ever relied on it. Number 31.
And there is a nefarious pattern here in terms of these elections. But these people are not out of the woods. I think people like Brennan believe that the statute of limitations for perjury will protect him. His testimony before Congress, in my view, stands directly contradicted by this evidence. The problem for him is that there's a suggestion that this was an ongoing conspiracy. And that would extend that statute limitations. But the greatest problem of all is that they're going to be called back to Congress. They're going to be asked these questions again. And either they're going to take the Fifth Amendment or they're going to have to come up with something different from what they said below it before, in my view. What is really astonishing is to see Brennan and Clapper say...
Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he said, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation-causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Coming up, family of one of the Cincinnati beatdown suspects says the only reason the national media cares is because one of the victims was a white woman. CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, has now done an about-face on the Trump economy. What's the truth about the starvation in Gaza? There is starvation taking place in Gaza. Whose fault is it? Actor Harrison Ford, who endorsed Kamala Harris and who has a net worth of $300 million, asked about the Trump economy in an interview, said, well, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. All of this and more between now and the close of the program, 888-971-SAGE, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, maybe this is just my life now. But it doesn't have to be. You see, with Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, as Anthony did. Anthony writes, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. End of quote. I've told you about my golfing buddies. They are fanatics. They golf almost every day. And they say without Relief Factor, they would not be able to swing fluently without fluidly. That's the word, fluidly, without lower back pain. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain. So you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters. Relieffactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Cindy, thank you very much for calling back. Cindy's in Grass Valley, California.
Hi, Larry. My point was that I believe Joe Biden got 81 million votes. I think it, what, at least 12 million of them were not legitimate. So there are many, many counties where ballot boxes were stuffed during COVID, where they just drive up and drop off your ballot. And if they got that many that were stuffed that were illegitimate, that it would be virtually impossible for Kamala to outperform Biden.
I got your point, Cindy, and it's a valid point. I think there were all sorts of shenanigans in 2020, Michigan, Pennsylvania, among other states, Georgia, and you're probably right. If the election were truly fair, maybe Kamala Harris looks better by comparison.
Okay, that was it. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. This is Lindsey Graham sparring with NBC's Welker over Russian intelligence. Number 19.
Hello, Senator. As you know, former President Obama has weighed in through a spokesperson. He says that's just patently false. I actually spoke to Susan Miller, who's a former senior CIA officer who helped oversee the 2017 intelligence assessment on Russian interference. She says it's completely false that Obama or anyone else asked them to change or sway their investigation. She says they all, she says, and she's a Republican, says they all quit if that had happened. Senator, are you trying to rewrite history to distract from the Epstein matter, Senator?
No, I'm trying to let you know and the media know that we found something we didn't know before. At the end of the day, I'm not calling for a prosecution against President Obama for treason, but I am calling for an investigation. Mr. Miller also said there was no credible evidence that President Trump colluded with the Russians. For years and months and days and weeks, people had their lives turned upside down, chasing the Mueller narrative that Trump was in bed with the Russians, that the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians. The only people colluding with the Russians were the Hillary Clinton campaign and Christopher Steele manufacturing a document to get warrants against Carter Page based on lies and falsehood. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with it. What you don't seem to acknowledge is there's something new being found. Yeah. Rather than reinventing the wheel here, let's go back to a special counsel model to look at this something new. The something new is statements by President Obama. I don't like your analysis. Russia wasn't involved here in 2016.
Senator, you're saying there's something new. This report goes back to 2020. It's 5 years old. There's actually nothing new in this report and nothing that changes any conclusion. But let me, I want to talk about Gaza.
The evidence that she turned over is new to me.
I did,
it's,
Senator,
it's new to me.
But Senator,
you're trying to sweep this stuff under the rug, and that's not right.
Again, whistleblower, according to Tulsi Gabbard, she shared, quote, newly released firsthand count from the whistleblower, who said the whistleblower was pressured to change his assessment that the Russians were not interfering in order to help Donald Trump. The whistleblower also shows that former DNI James Clapper and other senior officials privately denounced the Steele dossier, while then ensuring that it would be included in the January 2017 intelligence community assessment after having disparaged it. This is Caroline Leavitt, number 33.
Since you brought up the declassification report that was put out by Senator Grassley today, I'm glad you brought it up because this should be a story every outlet in this room should be covering. This is further evidence that Hillary Clinton approved the Russia hoax against President Trump. Her campaign financed it. Again, she approved it. And the FBI and the CIA were both weaponized to, as our director of CIA has said, accelerate this hoax against then-candidate and former President Trump. To answer the heart of your question, the president wants to see justice served, and he trusts the Attorney General and the Department of Justice to implement that justice and hold these people accountable.
The media, of course, went along with this, repeatedly said that the Russians hacked the election, and some of them even went further and said the Russians actually changed votes in order to elect Donald Trump. I'm going to remind you of some of the things that the media said coming up. And again, what's the truth about the starvation that's taking place in Gaza? What has Hamas been doing with the aid that the Israelis and the UN has sent in? And after Harrison Ford, on the Trump economy, well, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. How often do Americans use guns for self-defense? As we speak, there's another mass shooter, this one in Montana, on the loose. CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase has changed his tune about the Trump economy. And the family of one of the Cincinnati... Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is. But it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bowls, shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
Larry Elder, this is Neil from Chicago. Those four people probably could have been saved in New York. Had the CNN reporter on the ground didn't say he was white. Check to see if the New York police were looking for a white guy. The people of CNN should be charged with 4 counts of murder. How do you feel about that?
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Hopefully the NYPD was not listening to CNN, and if they were, did not believe in their credibility. So many things to get to between now and the close of the program. Again, this is how the media responded to the narrative that the Obama administration peddled and put out. Number one.
Russia hacking the election to elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election. No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations,
17 intelligence agencies,
all conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump, just theoretically, was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
Wow. 66% again of Democrats believe the Russians, quote, altered vote tallies, close quote, to elect Donald Trump. Number two.
I know of no evidence that through cyber intrusions, votes were altered or suppressed in some way.
Wow. More on Obamagate, Harrison Ford. How often do Americans use guns to defend themselves? What's the truth about starvation in Gaza? I'm Larry Elder.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.